Like, have you ever heard she swallowed a watermelon seed?
Yeah, more common, pumpkin seed.
Okay, uh-huh. What would you call the woman that might help deliver a baby if there were not a doctor?
A midwife.
Did you ever hear that called a granny woman?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
Same thing. Well, not necessarily.
What's the difference?
Well, this old granny woman might help you in more ways than that.
What do you mean?
I mean, she might know how to doctor.
Oh, so she's more
simple,
trained.
Simple home remedies for different things.
She's better trained than a midwife? Is that right?
Well, she might not be good for anything but taking care of children, but I've heard the expression many times. Go get this old granny woman to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, midwife is a specialist.
Oh, I see. She just delivers, and the granny woman does other things. Okay. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you would say the boy
favors his father.
All right. Suppose they have the same mannerisms. You'd say the boy
I would say he's just like his daddy.
Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has
reared three children.
Would you ever say raised?
Yeah, you would say raised.
Okay. And to a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a
spanking.
Is there anything worse than a spanking?
Whipping.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, a whipping is more severe.
Would you use something rather than your hand?
Use a switch when you give a whipping.
Mm-hmm. What might one boy say to another boy, I'm going to give you a...
He might say whipping. He might say beating.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say that Bob did what a lot in 1 year?
Well, I would say Bob grew a lot in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And you would say to Bob, my, you certainly have
grown.
And that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Almost see him growing.
All right. A child born to an unmarried woman is a...
Well, times have changed.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, when I was a child born to an unmarried woman was a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't refer to bastards now.
Well, what do you say now?
You just say that woman has a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your brother's son would be called your what?
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both its parents is a what?
An orphan.
Is it the same thing whether it's in an institution or not?
Yeah, an orphan is an orphan. Make no difference where he is.
All right. And the person appointed to look after the orphan is its legal?
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say this town is full of my
kinfolk.
And if somebody was named and you were asked if they were related to you, you would say, no, he's no
relation to me.
Any other way of saying that?
He's not kin to me.
Okay. And if somebody came into town and nobody had ever seen him before, you would say
he's a stranger.
Okay. Suppose he were from another country.
You would say he was a foreigner.
Would you
or
ever
name the country?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say he's a British or African or whatnot.
Yeah. Would you ever call somebody a foreigner who was from this country?
No.
Is there any other way you might refer to somebody from another part of the country?
Nothing other than Yankee.
What would you mean by Yankee? Where would they come from?